Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Angelina Diane. I'm a proud volunteer of the Forever Family Foundation, also a certified medium, and I also sit on the advisory board of the Forever Family Foundation. This is the program every third Thursday of the month where we invite and really kind of celebrate spirit, but we also invite, a certified medium to be with us. And we want to thank everyone also for noting our time change of the show. It's now 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so thank you for joining us. We understand the phone lines are completely lit up. Pretty soon we'll be welcoming our medium for this hour. Her name is Amy Utzman. She's new to the foundation. She actually was recently certified, and I understand very evidential, and I've had the opportunity to speak to her on the phone. She's spectacular. You really enjoy her for this hour. We will be getting to her shortly, but before we do that, I just want to take a few moments to go over a few of the events and happenings with the foundation. I'm incredibly pleased and happy to announce that our Night of Mediums and our conference in November is completely sold out. We're really happy and thrilled and want to take this opportunity to thank you for your contribution, all the listeners and folks that signed up to be there in New York on 11/11 and on 11/12. And, you know, really, it's really a very exciting thing to see how you give, we give, spirit gives, everybody wins. You know, it's you contribute to the foundation. We're not for profit, and we're able to bring you fabulous things like this radio show, if you don't mind me saying, which, you know, touts scientists and authors and mediums like you'll hear tonight. But also you get the opportunity to do events with other mediums and scientists. And, you know, that weekend's going to be very special. So stay tuned, because we have one every year. But before I stop talking about the events, I want to tell you about the upcoming events. Every holiday season, we hold a special evening for those that probably have a hard time celebrating holidays because they're missing someone. So Holidays Past event has been going on for years now, and we have grown in leaps and bounds to where we have more than one location. So I'd like to take the opportunity just to fill you in. If you want all the information, complete information, and even how to purchase tickets, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. But Holidays Past is really cool because it's conducted by a Forever Family Foundation medium. In some cases, they may also highlight a guest. And the first one coming up on December 3rd is the Best Western Berkshire Inn in Bethel in Connecticut, and the psychic medium will be Joanne Gerber. And what's so cool, I did this event last year. It's a great energy, great place. That's December 3rd, 7 p.m. The next one is December 3rd, and it'll be at the Journey Within in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. That's again December 3rd, 7 p.m. The next one I feel honored to be a part of, it's December 10th, and it's going to be in Natick at the Hampton Inn, Boston Natick. And I feel really fortunate to work with afterlife advocate again, Dave Kane. I had the chance to witness him in action last year. He comes up and speaks some beautiful, inspirational things. And then I feel honored to be able to follow that up with spirit communication. So I certainly hope you'll be a part of it. And hope if there's any other events or anything you'd like to know about, I know we have a holidays event raffle. We are kind of in a pickle because of PayPal. I'm not going to get into too much, but it's before it was easier for us to collect funds, and because it's a raffle, difficult for us to do. All the details are online, but if you do want to be a part of the Holidays Past raffle, it's really neat. Five mediums volunteer a reading. They give a reading. You get your name put into a raffle drawing. You give to the foundation, but you get back many chances to win and really giving to a good organization, if you don't mind me saying. So if you'd like all that information, I would welcome you and invite you to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You can call 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. I would invite you to please go to the website first, because we are a not-for-profit, all-volunteer organization. Be easier for us to handle that in an efficient way. But if you want to give us a call, you could certainly do that too. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll welcome Amy Utzman to the program, a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. We'll take your questions and connect with Spirit. We'll be back shortly.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The Forever Family Foundation will be hosting its much-sought-after annual fundraising event, Night of Mediums, on 11-11-11 at the Sheraton Long Island Hotel in New York at 7 p.m. Enjoy a scrumptious dinner while seated at a table of only 12 people as a Foundation-certified medium joins you following dessert to conduct spirit communication for your table only. It's a terrific opportunity to not only get readings in an intimate setting, but to enjoy a good meal and help the Foundation at the same time. For reservations and information, call 631-425-7707. Again, that's 631-425-7707. Or visit www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to us from. My name is Angelina Diana, and I'm your host for the hour. And Mediums and Messages is a specialized program that the Forever Family Foundation offers. Actually, there's a program every Thursday of the month at 8 p.m., where they have a guest, whether it be an author, whether it be a scientist. But every third Thursday, we have a medium, and we call the show Mediums and Messages. So we're so glad that you're here. I'm very happy to welcome our medium of the hour. Her name is Amy Utzman. If you have the your computer in front of you, you can go to www.amomenttogether.com. to follow her and have an understanding of the work she does. But I'd like to say good evening to you, Amy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Angelina.
It's such a pleasure to have you. This is your first time on our program.
Yes, it is.
And you're newly certified by the Forever Family Foundation, isn't that correct?
That is correct.
And it had to be quite a wonderful experience. I went through it myself quite a few times, and it really is an interesting concept, and probably a very fulfilling one when you get the opportunity to read more than one person in an afternoon and then get the validation back. I'm sure you know through spirit that you're evidential and your goal is to help people. But what was it like? I'm just curious, when you heard that you were certified, what did it feel like?
I was ecstatic. It felt very not only validating for me, but that I was actually, you know, doing the best I could for all my clients.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, at times you really wonder, because some of the messages you get, they take a little bit of time to play out, and you don't always hear back.
Right.
So I found the testing process to be very interesting, so it was exciting.
That's cool. It's so good to know. Why don't you just take a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself. When was your first recognition, first of communication from the other side? Let's take it from that angle.
Well, I've always had strong intuition from, I guess, birth. I didn't always realize it, though.
Right.
And then probably several years ago, somebody said to me they noticed that I would sometimes pick up other people's energy.
Okay.
And so they said, you know, if you manage your own energy, you might feel better. And that's when it just really broke wide open, that once I learned to separate myself out, that I realized I was picking up a lot of information.
That's a very good point. That's an interesting way to say it, separate yourself out, because mm-hmm. it's a very interesting process when someone has a loss and they're dealing with a grieving process, and to separate themselves from the grieving process so that they can feel their loved ones. But it's a very interesting concept to say it that way. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so what really drives you as a medium? I mean, I know that it's a wonderful experience to be able to have that acknowledgement, you know, and that's why I think we both strive to help other people understand how they can communicate. But what really drives, you know, it's really good to, like, get that validation when you're doing a reading and you see someone else's recognition that their loved one's coming through, and then you get that personal recognition that, okay, there's that validation again. We go on after we die. But what is your personal creed? What really drives you to continue to help people and contact spirit?
For me, I truly feel like a messenger, like just above and beyond anything else. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like my role here is to bring awareness to those who are ready or interested about mm-hmm. the spirit world.
That's beautiful. That's really wonderful. And when you do a reading, do you offer readings just by phone? Do you do it in person? What is your environment like?
Mm-hmm. I have I offer them in person as well as phone, because I read for people all over. And for some people who just have psychic questions, I offer email readings. And then I also do private groups, which I love to do.
There you go. And you want to share your website again with our listening audience before we start with readings?
Sure. www.amomenttogether.com.
Okay. And can they contact you by phone at all?
Yeah, there's a phone number on the website.
Right. Excellent.
305-757-2535.
Perfect.
So I can be reached either email on the website or my phone number that I just gave. That's also
fabulous.
Listed there.
Sounds wonderful, Amy. Okay.
And if I could add one... Go ahead.
Sure. Please, no, go right ahead, Amy. Go ahead.
I would like to just add one other aspect of this work that I really enjoy is mentoring others who are intuitive as well.
That's great.
So
that's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm developing that area right now, and that's come about from seeing, you know, many clients who are very intuitive and wanting to learn how to work with it more.
That's
so I
fabulous.
Find that very
it's
fulfilling.
Really, it's very important, isn't it? Because we're really all intuitive, and we really do have the ability to contact spirit, right? You know, because we're born with it. Yeah, and on some level, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that if we can have the opportunity to connect, if we can also give people the opportunity to understand how we work, so that if they have a moment of connection, they won't doubt it, right?
Right, absolutely.
So before we actually begin, I'm kind of curious, how do you feel you work? Like, what is your ability? How do you, when you feel spirit or when it comes to you, how do you experience it?
Primarily three ways. I hear messages, which come through as thoughts, but they're not my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And at times it can be funny because, you know, spirits will use language that it's not in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I see, so sometimes I'll be actually seeing pictures or sometimes even a little like video, and I also have symbols that I work with in order to help bridge the gap for the communication. So, you know, yellow roses mean something to me, and that's how we've also worked that out. And then also feeling, I will pick up on the personalities or even at times how they passed, you know, in my body.
Yeah, so you'll feel, hear, and see.
Right.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, okay, so why don't we go ahead and take our first caller. I think we're going to go with the caller from Fort Lauderdale, if they're still on the line. I believe that's on line one. So why don't we go ahead and take that call.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on Mediums and Messages. Who am I speaking with?
Marilyn Dweskin.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you? This is Angelina Diana. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. We're here with our guest medium, Amy Utzman. Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection.
Okay. Hi, Marilyn.
I would love a connection. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, thank you. First coming through for me, Marilyn, is there's an older gentleman, so right above you. Has your father passed?
Yes, he has, but I really would like to speak to someone else.
Okay, let me explain something.
If that's possible.
You can't make requests of who you'd like to hear from, only because we have to honor intention of spirit, but they might come through if you allow Amy to feel what she's going to feel. So allow, if you wouldn't mind, the process. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Sorry about that. Sometimes we have one spirit that will bring through others. Now, your father is telling me here that you have you've suffered quite a bit of loss, like many people in your family as well as around you have passed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And he wants you to know, it's very important for you to know that at times when you feel alone, and especially that it appears to be that it's been especially a difficult time for you, especially in the last 6 to 8 months, not to worry, things are going to smooth out. And he presents himself in two ways, somewhat like in a business suit, but that didn't feel like his normal attire. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and was your relationship with him up and down? Sometimes you were close and sometimes you weren't?
No, it was always great. It was always great.
Okay, did you live away from him at one time?
For a very short time. He lived in New York and I in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, so understand what happened, Marilyn. She felt the back and forth, yin and yang, was just the fact that there was a separation. You know, so recognize that she interpreted it differently, but the information is correct. So that's what she was trying to say.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, and I get that around that period it was difficult for you to be away from him, but at the same time it was necessary, and he wants to, he brings that point up with the separation for you. Not only because it was a difficult time for you, but because of all of the other separations you have gone through. Again, I get the message from him. It's like he wants to blow you a kiss and also kiss you on your forehead and just let you know that he is still there and he's not leaving your side. So when you're feeling times like this where you feel alone, know that he's standing right beside you. Because of the grief that you're going through, some of the communication for you is a little bit difficult to for you to pick up. So that's why he's insisting that I tell you. Do you understand this?
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you, yes.
Okay. And one last thing. Did he used to wear, like, aftershave or a cologne after he shaved? There was something that he put on his skin that he's telling me that he smelled, there was a smell to him?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay. If it's something that you can think about that maybe you can't remember right now, that's okay. He's telling me that at times he's coming through with that smell. So if you smell a smell similar to your father, that's his way of letting you know he's around.
Okay. Amy, there's somebody else that passed. I'm going to tell you who. It was my
Amy,
daughter.
No, Marilyn, I'm going to have to stop you. We cannot have you tell us.
Oh.
We cannot have you tell
okay.
us. But I can tell you, Marilyn, if you can listen up, this is Angelina, just for a second. I've got a very impatient man wanting to talk to you.
Okay.
So there's a male figure on the other side that you want to hear from, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He's telling me he's the one that's sending you the smell, and I don't think it's your father. And he's the one that's wearing the business suit, because I think you validated that your dad doesn't wear the business suit, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so this other man did, and he's telling me while Amy was talking, because there's something, it was interesting, I heard this other man going, nope, the business suit is mine. Nope, the aftershave is mine, and I'm very impatient, and I need to talk. So I feel like this male figure feels like a husband figure to me. Is your father passed? I'm sorry, is your husband passed?
No.
Okay, that's who I have to honor. He's coming through like a husband. That's what I need to honor. So he's coming through as if he was a husband in life, very much in charge, very much wanting to take over the session. He makes me feel like on some level there was a heart issue connected to him, or he had chest issues before he passed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I need to honor. So I'm obviously off by the relationship, but I'm hearing husband, so I have to honor on some level he had that role in life. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So know that he's coming through.
Yeah.
Amy was picking up on your dad. I'm picking up on this impatient male. So he was a little impatient in life, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and your dad to me, and I don't want to step on Amy's toes, but your dad to me had this flavor of wanting to counsel you and be very calm. The reason why I was able to, and that was his personality, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so the reason why because of Amy's brilliant way of picking up the dad figure, that's how I was able to pick up this other male, because he was so opposite in relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So know that I have to thank Amy and your dad for contacting your dad and your dad for coming through, because that's how this other male came through. You need to know that he hears you talking to him at night, and that it's okay that you didn't get to talk to him before he passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so just know that he's coming through in the short time that we're here, and know that both males are around you, and I'm certain that they're with you right now because they came through. You brought them here, so I hope this helped you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Did you believe?
Thank you, Amy, for bringing through her dad, because it helped me pick up that other male.
Oh, of course. Working with two is always better.
Isn't it great? You know, and sometimes I get like overly protective, so I'm sorry if I sounded short with Marilyn, because I think it's very important, and I know you feel this way too, that if she had blurted out who she wanted to hear from, if she had blurted out, I want to hear from a male, I think from a medium's point of view, the evidence that came through would have paled. You know
Correct.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, it takes away.
Yeah, and so I hope that Marilyn understands that and our listeners understand why I'm a little picky about that. Okay, so let's take our next caller. I think we have Stella on the line, and she's on line 3. So why don't we welcome Stella to Mediums and Messages.
Hi, I'm here.
Good evening, Stella. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm so glad I'm not connecting with that impatient guy, because I was so impatient with Marilyn. Because he was impatient, but I'm really kind of glad he went back to Maryland. Okay, so Stella, how can we help you? Do you want a connection, or do you want to ask Amy a question?
No, I'd like a connection.
Okay, Amy, the floor is yours.
Hi, Stella. I'm sorry, Stella. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island.
Long Island. Okay. Thank you. I'm just trying to. Okay, Stella, I'm seeing a woman around you. On the other side, and actually two. Do you have a sister that's passed?
No.
There's somebody like on the same level, so maybe like a cousin, a sister. They're telling me that they're pointing to you sideways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, cousin.
Okay. And two above. And has your grandmother passed as well on your mother's side?
My grandmother on my mother's side has passed, yes.
Okay. Okay, were you not as close to your grandmother on your mother's side?
Was I not close to her?
Not as close. I want to say not as close. So, again, it feels somewhat of a distance, but you knew her.
Yes, yes, I did know her.
Okay. Okay, and did she like to cook or wear an apron an awful lot in the kitchen?
I remember her sewing a lot. She might have had the apron on for sewing. She was always knitting.
Okay. And so this is your mom's mom. Okay. And did your grandmother have four children?
Yes, she did. Okay, she did.
All right. And she's also telling me, did a grandchild come after your grandmother has passed? So you would be her grandchild. Did one of them come after she has passed?
I'm not sure. That would be a cousin of mine, right?
Okay. It's still her grandchild? That would still be her grandchild. Okay. Okay. And do you know if your grandmother had... also, a little bit of arthritis towards the end. I know this seems very vague, but I mean, she's showing me her hands. So you've already mentioned the fact that she liked to knit and sew, and sometimes they'll show me their hands for creativity like that, that they worked with their hands a lot. But she's also showing me her hands in a little bit bent fashion, so like a little bit of arthritis. But she says that's not the source of her main issue. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I remember her sewing. I was young when she passed, but I remember her constantly knitting. And maybe she had arthritis in the end there. I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, that's fine. Now, okay. She's telling me that you are like her in some way. So either it's like looks or personality, and that people have told you this.
Hmm.
And she's saying that, and she's talking about that you have grown fast. So the way she says it is though you have grown really fast in this life. So like you've advanced quickly, either in career or what you've done for a living, but you moved up quickly. Does that make sense to you?
Grown fast, I would hope that it would be growth of the soul, but if she thinks
okay, well, it could be, because she's talking about, like, you grew fast, and she keeps pointing upward.
I could have grown fast as far as the growth of the soul. I've worked on that for a while.
Okay, she's acknowledging this. That's what this growth fast is, and she's telling me to tell you that she's very proud of you. And although I don't get this. Like, we were very, very close, but you still knew her. She wants you to know that she is still watching out for you.
Wonderful.
Okay. And was she, did she have an accent? And did she speak with an accent?
When she spoke English, she really spoke Spanish, so I would
think. Okay, so that's the accent I'm hearing. Accent. Okay. 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 I would encourage, because she keeps telling me, you look like her or you're like her, and she talks about the fact that, I guess because she's passed for so long, that in some ways she's forgotten, but she's pointing to you, and there's another woman on the same level, so it looks like a cousin to you, that she's pointing that the two of you are most like her. And so if that's something that you can look into, and just to let you know that she's around everyone. So it's like she takes turns going from person to person to person to make sure that everybody's okay.
All the cousins then. Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. So she's sending her love, and just let you know that she's there.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. We hope this helped you. Thank you so much for calling Mediums and Messages.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, let's take our next caller. I believe it is Tracy from Miami Beach. She's on line one. Good evening, Tracy. How are you? I guess there's no Tracy on line one. Oh, Tracy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. Yeah. Thank you for hanging in there. It's Angelina. Thank you so much for calling Mediums and Messages. We have our guest medium on the program this week. It is Amy Utzman. She's certified with the Forever Family Foundation. Say hi to Amy and let us know if you want a question or do you want a connection.
Hi, Amy. I would love a connection.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Great.
Good. Tracy, the first thing I see around you, do you have a dog?
Two dogs, yes.
Do you have one that has passed?
Yes.
When you were growing up, that you were really close to?
Yes.
Okay. I know this is probably not the connection you were looking for, but I just want to acknowledge this one first. Okay. Okay. And this dog speaks as though, tells me to, like, it was never forgotten, and it was almost like a first love. Like, that was your baby. Do you understand that?
Do you know what kind of dog it is?
It looks like a small to medium-sized dog, and I think it's a male because I feel like a male energy.
Okay.
And it says that you were very good to it, and that you went you went places with him, like he wasn't always left at home.
Okay. Yeah, I know which dog that is. Yeah.
Okay. And was it a lighter color dog?
A Siberian Husky.
So it's lighter. Okay. They're white, right? Are they white?
Kind of gray.
I'm not sure what color they are. Okay.
Whitish gray.
Okay. And just look who this sounds. Okay. Is your mother still here?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's another mother figure for you on the other side. It didn't feel like your actual mother, but a mother figure. So was there another woman that you looked up to? Again, it would be like a grandmother or an aunt that's above you, but that you would be close to.
It could be either a grandmother of the past.
Okay. I don't want you to make it fit if it doesn't for you, okay? But if you had a grandmother, because this is a person above you, but they come across as a mother figure, and so they were close to you with relationship-wise similar to your mother. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Your dog is with her, and she's telling you that she's not necessarily big on pets, but wants you to know that your dog is not alone. Okay, and I'm getting a bee name, like a Betty, or it sounds like Betty to me. And I'm not sure if that name means something to you, but that's a name I'm getting around this person. Okay. And this is your mom's mom?
My father's mother.
Your father's mother, okay. And does she have a daughter here as well?
Does she have a daughter?
Here, uh-huh.
No.
I apologize for the pause. I'm just listening to what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Angelina, if you're getting something...
Sure, no problem. I've got a male figure actually coming through my dad's side. I feel like it's hanging out with grandmother. So you either have an uncle or a father figure that's passed, correct?
My father, yes.
Yeah, so I have to honor him coming through. He's coming through like an uncle, too, so I feel like he was a father to everyone. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm sensing with him is, and I feel like the reason why she got a female, your dad was a sensitive guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Amy got a sister. She said something like she's got a daughter, too, there. I think it was the sensitivity of your dad she was picking up on. Because when she said that, he went, oh, nope, I'm here, it's me, almost like in a very gentle way. So your dad really had a very, he wasn't a meek man by any stretch of the imagination, but he was very amenable. He understood everyone else and had compassion for them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I'm getting him. And it was almost like he was there but didn't want to interrupt grandma. You know, let her talk. I've got respect for her. You know, that was the energy that I was getting. Now, what's tough about your dad's passing is I get a question mark on it. I'm not getting, like, this clean feeling about how he passed. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's interesting about your dad is he keeps on saying my name, Angelina, Angelina, Angelina. I'm like, what? So when they do that, there either has to be an Angelina in the family, or he wants to talk about your connection to Angelina. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Yes or no, please.
I can't think of an Angelina right now.
Okay,
no.
I need you to honor that. And I know that sounds like odd, but I've had that happen in sessions, and people look at me like I'm cross-eyed, and they go check on it, and there's an Angelina on the other side. But that's what he keeps on doing, and I don't keep to symbols a lot when I do my mediumship because I think for me personally, it kind of makes me feel constricted. Some people work well with them, I don't. But when they have done that recently, it seems to be a pattern. I need to honor it. Now, this question mark that you're feeling about your dad, he makes me feel like you are a very intelligent woman, and he would constantly advise you that you're thinking or overthinking on things. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so what he's saying to you, and he's got, I'm seeing him, he's handsome, he's a very handsome man, correct?
Yeah.
And he's got a half smile. I'm seeing his smile go to the side. I don't know if that's a trait that you remember of him. Can you confirm that for me?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got this half smile, and he's looking at you, and what's interesting, as he continues to say my name, Angelina, I don't know why he's doing that. But I have to honor it because he's doing it. He's telling me, tell my daughter, I would always tell her to relax and stop overthinking. She knows in her gut that I'm okay. She knows that I'm okay. You know, and I know that's easy to say from the other side. They often say things like that. But I think what he's trying to validate here is how you'd often overthink things, which you validated as true. But he's also acting as the dad that would counsel you a lot. That's validating his personality, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what he's trying to do is he's validating his personality with you. He's letting you know that he's still there to counsel you. He's making me feel like on some level you're overthinking things. Just know that I'm okay. And again, I know that doesn't sound polite to a person who's in grief. But from his viewpoint, he's just trying to prove and validate that he's with you. Now, your dad makes me feel like there was some mass confusion before he passed. Or people weren't clear on his whereabouts or what was going on with him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so he's telling me, you need to know that I didn't know either, so I wasn't in fear. I did not have fear. That's what I keep on hearing. So people must be thinking he was in fear before he passed. Is that true? He was fearful? It's either a yes or a no.
Maybe.
You don't have to... Okay,
no.
Just know if, okay, thank you for being honest with me. I'd like to still honor that because of how he passed was very evidential, that there might be someone close to him. Your mother's still here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your mother lives separate from you or far away?
No, she lives in town.
Okay, so there has to be an aspect about your mom and dad being separated. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Okay doesn't fit. Yes or no, please?
No, no.
Okay, thank you for being honest. Go to your mom and say, I'm with you. Before I pass, if we felt separated or we weren't getting along or we felt apart, just know that I love you. You need to say that to her. Okay? There's an MMM connection here. Where's the MAR connection, like Mary, Martha, Margaret, MMM? Where is that?
Martha was his sister.
Okay, he wants to validate sister with that. Okay, he wants to validate sister with that. You know, and I know it sounds like it's in left field, but on some level I think it reflects how far away he felt from his family, and he wants to thank your mom for making me feel like I'm part of the family. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so this is your dad coming through, and I want to thank Amy for facilitating that, because if it wasn't for her bringing through Grandma, and all, that's how the other side works, you know, that's why your dad was able to come through too as well, so we certainly hope that this helped you.
Can I just add one more thing?
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure, no, Amy wants to add something.
Can I just add one more thing? I get the confusion around your father's passing, and he says to say that people are working too hard to get the answers. So the energy is being focused too much on trying to get the answers, and he's shaking his head to me no, that it won't be clear now. At some time it will, but not to focus on working on that. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's slowing down the moving on process for everybody as far as the grief. It's like we're focusing on what happened, not him. So he's, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We hope it's helped you, and thank you for being open to hearing from everyone, because as you can see tonight, it seems to be a lot of people coming through with one person, and then we're able to validate people as they come through. That's how spirit's working tonight. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let me see. I believe we have another caller. It's Lori, I believe, is on the line. Why don't we welcome her to Mediums and Messages? Good evening, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Angelina Diana, and we have our guest medium for this hour, Amy Utzman. Why don't you go ahead and say hi to Amy and let us know if you want a connection or do you have a question for us?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, thank you. Yes, I would like a connection, if I can, please.
Okay. The first thing I actually get right around you, Lori, is you're worried. Are you worried about somebody who passed?
Yes.
Okay. And was this a quick passing, like they were here and they were gone?
No.
No? Okay. I still get the sense that they passed before was expected. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Like we thought they were going to be here longer and then they passed? They just went?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
To me, it feels very quick.
Yes.
No. It's okay. It feels very quick. And I still get the unexpected. Is this a male? Because it feels like a male energy to me.
Oh, no.
Okay. So if this is a female, does she have a strong personality?
Yes.
Okay, so it comes across as a male energy to me just because of just being a strong person. Okay, and were they ill before they passed? Because they're giving me like a sense that I thought I was going to recover and then I didn't.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I know this is difficult for you. Was this your mom?
No.
Okay. Is this somebody that you went to? Again, this feels like a mother figure to me. Somebody who you used to go to. So there's a consoling factor. They want to console you. Do you understand this?
I understand that. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I hear that this is very difficult for you. I'm sorry. They really want to come across and for me to tell you again, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm okay. And also, something about,
I feel like it's coming from you, the concern that you didn't get to say everything you wanted to say. But they're telling me to tell you, it's okay, I'm hearing it now. I'm hearing it now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Also, they're talking about a celebration that people got together and are sending really, really good thoughts their way, and there was a lot of shock on one hand, but honoring them on the other. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand that.
It looks like a gathering. So, and they want you to know that, again, I feel it. I felt it. I felt everybody's love. And now it's like she's sending it back to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so, again, for me, the importance here is to let you know that you don't need to worry. I'm okay. Also, there was a concern about their transition, that there was some difficulty before their passing, and there was concern that they didn't transition smoothly because it didn't happen in the way that was expected. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
For sure.
They say that the worry comes more from you, that it was fine for me. Like, I didn't expect to go then, but it was fine. So it's really important for you to know that they have crossed and that they're fine. So please pass the message, too, because they're showing me, like, letters. Please let everybody know that I'm okay, because a lot of people wondered. And you knew a lot of people, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is somebody with somewhat of a boisterous personality, would you say?
Yes.
Outgoing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, she's still coming through that like that now. Tell everybody I'm fine. Tell everybody I'm fine, okay? So just so you know that she's okay. I didn't get a name from this person, actually, but they come across as somebody who's comforting, and it's not important for you to tell me, but I'm just clarifying, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, do you want me to tell you her name?
No,
please don't. No.
Okay.
And the main message has been given, so... okay, the main message is for you, to not worry and to pass it on, and she's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Lori, this is Angelina. I do want to add something, if I could. I do feel a lot of education and teaching behind this person.
Yes.
So there's either something about them being in school, enjoying education, and being very active with teaching others. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I want to say to you that she makes me feel like you're carrying on her teaching ability to others, and you're honoring her through this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She also shows me a lot of painting or artwork around you. So that's either her indication of saying you're finding ways to heal through art, or she was very artsy and creative. Do you understand that?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. I want to go into what looks like a beach house, or it has like a beach kind of feel to it. She brings me to the water, and she shows me there's a piece of artwork connected to her that either she's responsible for or she connects to, and she wants to connect that to you as well. So where is this connected to you?
What? A beach scene?
Yeah.
Water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, there was a scripture she liked, kind of like that, I think.
Okay. All right, you can connect it to that if you want. I have to honor the way that she's giving it to me, and if it's that, it could be, but she's showing it to be very artistic. She's talking about the beach, and she's making me feel like it's connected between the two of you. So if you can put those pieces together and it be a validation and comforting to you, then I would like you to take it that way, but I have to deliver the message as she gives it rather than you making it fit. But what I'm really struck with is her ability to be a teacher and her ability to take her passing to teach others. So you need to know that people are learning from her passing, and you know about this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So know that she understands that she passed young, right?
Yes. Yes.
But other people have learned from it, and they understand the impact of her passing and how it's affected them in a positive way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So please know that, you know, beautiful message that Amy garnered from her, and she just had to add some things so that you know that she's okay, and we hope this helped you.
It does. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry. Lori, I just wanted to add what I kept hearing was it was one of my favorite paintings. So I don't know if that means anything to you. But what Angelina was speaking of, she's saying it was one of my favorite paintings.
I can't think of it right this second.
Don't let it rack your brain. Just keep it there, and it may come to you, okay?
Okay.
They do things like that, but we hope this helped you.
Oh, it did. I thank you very, very much.
You take good care, Lori.
Yes, take good care of
yourself
during this time, okay? Take care. All right, let's take Rosie from Kansas on line one. We have time, I think, for one more. Good evening, Rosie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. This is Angelina Diana on Mediums and Messages, and our guest medium, Amy Utzman. Please say hello.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Amy. I'm looking for a connection. A connection.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let me see who I see in front of you here. Actually, I see a male figure that stands behind you as somebody who's very supportive. Do you understand this? He stands directly behind
you.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. He stands directly behind you as somebody who's always giving you support and is still giving you support now, and he shows me that this was someone that you looked up to. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure, okay. And he places his hand, he stands right behind you, and he places his hands right on your shoulders as if to say, I'm still here, and has your father passed? I don't really feel like it's your father, but has your father passed?
No.
Okay. It doesn't feel like your father to me, but there's somebody, he shows me like he wears glasses, and this to me is somebody who's very intelligent and likes to teach. And again, I keep getting over and over, this is someone of great support to you. You looked up to him, somebody that you could get advice from, somebody that you've known since you were younger.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's not fitting for you, please don't make it fit. Please don't.
Yeah, it's not fitting.
Okay. I'm going to ask Angelina if she sees anything while I continue to look, because I don't want to keep it just quiet.
No, that's okay. I actually feel two females around you, and one feels like a sister figure, or she's equal, or like a friend to you. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have to also understand the mother figure, but it doesn't feel like mom, although your mom has passed, correct?
No, she's still alive.
Okay, that's good news, but I have to tell you, you have a very brassy, kind of loud or strong grandmother figure, which is mom's mom that's passed, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what happened was I've got these two ladies on the side, and when I said, mom is passed, and you went, no, she goes, but I'm here and I'm on mom's side. So I got this, like, very strong figure on mom's side. And that's how you remember your grandmother on mom's side, correct?
I really don't remember too much of her.
I respect that. So it would be very interesting to find out, if you can talk to your mom, if either your grandmother was very outspoken or very strong, because that's how I feel her. This friend or this sister-like figure that's coming through makes me feel like she was ill before she passed. Is that correct?
Say that again. I'm sorry. What?
No problem, Rosie. I've got what feels like a sister or friend figure that's passed for you, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she comes through like she was ill for a while. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. She tells me that you thanked her or gave her the information of your relationship. You were able to express it, and she understood completely and fully how close you were before she passed. So there was almost like no words unsaid between the two of you. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
And she says, thank you for that. It was very comforting. She talks about how you still write cards to people or thank you letters. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, you're a lost breed. I just want to say that right now because she's almost saying she gave me such supportive letters and cards when I wasn't feeling well. She really thought about me. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to know. I know that sounds like, okay, why is she talking about that? That's something very unique to you. And it's her way of showing me how much she appreciated you, how much you showed how much you cared about her, and how you took the time to even, like, write cards or be very supportive towards her. So she's coming through to say thank you for that. I am seeing blackness in the chest to the stomach. To me, that's either an indication of filling up of the lungs or a cancer and a difficulty of eating before she passed. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's validating that, and you need to know that she's better now, or she feels lighter. She also shows me that in your mind, and this shows you sometimes how, there goes my name again. I don't know, maybe my own family's trying to reach me. I'm hearing Angelina, I don't know why. Oh my God, I'm sorry. But I have to honor it. I have to say to you that she says to me, that from your viewpoint, she's listening to your mind, she's listening to your heart, she understands your thoughts, and she says, yes, you're absolutely right, you have to get out more and get more exercise.
So
you've been thinking lately about being more active. Is that true?
Right, yes.
Okay, So she knows your thoughts, and she says, but I would always know her thoughts. We were good friends. So she was the type of friend that could finish your thoughts, or she understood where you were at mentally, right?
Not really. Not that I'm.
Oh, okay.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
I appreciate your candor and your honesty, but there's something about her wanting to know that now because she just validated it. I know your thoughts. So just know on some level when they do that, because the evidence is there, so I have to follow the trail, that if you were thinking in your mind, that you wanted her to know more, or you wanted to know how special she was to you, she's letting you know that by saying, don't worry, I know. I even know you need to work out now and you're thinking about it. So, of course, I know I was special to you. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So in the short time we're together, that seems to be who's coming through. I hope that this helped you. And in the short time we're together, please allow spirit to come through for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Well, that about wraps up Mediums and Messages for this evening, the radio program that allows mediums to have a voice with the Forever Family Foundation. My name is Angelina Diana, and I want to thank Amy for being our guest tonight. And thank you so much for joining me, Amy.
Angelina.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a good night. And just remember, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Good night.